When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
My Chargers stats, the team that I said was going to be the team of the year. I don't know if I actually said that, but they're going to be a really good team on the come up. I had Justin Herbert as my MVP pick. I think it's safe to say he belongs in that conversation early on. Not the favorite necessarily, but he's in that combo. Brandon Staley stats. I love what I'm seeing from Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley does not coach scared. And I'll get to that later in the show, a little tease. He plays to win the game, as Herm Edwards says. I love how aggressive he is. He was aggressive against the Chiefs. He executed the formula to do that last week. This week, he didn't necessarily need to be as aggressive because it's not like you necessarily need that formula to go out and beat the Raiders. But he did. Like, he was aggressive on fourth down. I love that decision at the end of the game, where, like, it's kind of weird where you could almost throw this in the oddity section. It looks like they're gonna line up to kick a field goal and they like pooch punt it instead. There's a lot of creativity coming from this coaching staff, a lot of aggressiveness. I really just love what I'm seeing from the Chargers. The Chargers are for real stats. Like, everyone is like, oh, it's the Chargers, can't take them seriously, they're always going to find a way to mess it up. And I almost thought that was going to happen in this game, you know, when they take this 21-0 lead and then it looks like the Raiders are going to call back. And I was texting with some friends at the time, like, when the Chargers were up, I'm like, man, like, and there's, spoiler alert, there's some Eagles fans, and I'm like, I almost just want to root for the Chargers right now, because I need something good to root for and something fun and exciting to root for. And as I said that, the Chargers started to blow it, and I'm like, oh no, I jinxed the Chargers. But they didn't. They didn't blow it. They hung on, and that is very un-Chargers like of them. So I think they kind of have a new vibe, a new juju, a new culture here going on, and I think that's encouraging to see.
For the first time with the Chargers, I feel like they have a head coach that's not a liability, that's not almost actively working against them. And you combine that with a great quarterback. I mean, Justin Herbert, the thing I liked about in this game, it wasn't even like he was killing them with the wide receivers. It was the running backs and the tight ends that he was really gouging the Raiders with. And I saw this stat from Field Yates, which is incredible. Herbert now has 6 games with 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. That's tied for the most by any quarterback in NFL history in his first 2 seasons. And Justin Herbert has only played in 19 games, which is barely over 1 season. He is incredible. He is one of the best quarterbacks in the league already, and we have been big Chargers fans on this show, and that is not going to stop anytime soon.
Herbert throws such a pretty ball to me. He really does. And just having those jump ball targets kind of makes it really aesthetically pleasing too. Stats, I grew up loving Terrell Owens, as you know, as we've talked about before, I believe, on this program. I just love the idea of a jump ball wide receiver. And the Chargers have quite a bit of those, and, you know, include Jared Cook and everything in there too. And I think it's just an awesome combo. It's very demoralizing. It's like, how do you stop that? Like, you can play the perfect coverage, but if you have that big body target who's just going to make the play anyway, like, you can't really do much. And in that way, the Chargers are almost like unstoppable at a certain level. And, you know, but you combine that offense with a defense coached by Brandon Staley and Derwin James making big plays like he did to seal the game on Monday night. Like, I really just love what they have going here. I think I said it before the season, and I kind of said it in a way where, like, I know this might not happen, but I'm going to put it out there because I do feel good about them. But I also want to be bold because it's not just fun to say, oh, the Chiefs are going to win the AFC West again. Like, what is the fun in, like, predicting that or saying that? Yeah, anyone could say that. I wanted to be a little bit different. And I said the Chargers are going to win that division, and a lot of season to go. But I think it's safe to say right now, I mean, they look like the kings of the AFC West.
They look, I don't want to say unbeatable because nobody looks unbeatable, but they just look so versatile on offense. And they finally, like I said, have a head coach. It seems like he knows what he's doing. We have been all over the Chargers. We love their over. We like them in the division, like you said. And I couldn't be more excited about what's going on there. I do, however, look at your power rankings for this week, BLG, and we're going to get there after the break, but I look and I see the Chargers at number 6 in the power rankings. I'm surprised they're so low. Why did you have them at number 6 real quick?
I mean, just kind of the flow. So we'll say the teams ahead of them are the Browns, the Bills, the Cards, the Rams, and the Bucks. So, I mean, that's not, I don't think there's any shame in that. I'm not saying, like, that's an indictment. They lost to the Cowboys, so I dropped them down for that. And I thought that was pretty disappointing. And then, you know, obviously week one, they weren't as dominant as I probably would have liked them to see against the football team, especially considering now that defense is looking pretty bad in Washington, a lot worse than expected. It's not so much about knocking them. There's a lot of good teams here. These teams at the top, there isn't like a ton separating them. Like you just said, no one here is unbeatable. There's some really good teams, and I think they're in that tier of really good teams. It's not like a slight to them.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.